This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to know if you have a body blooper.
I'm sorry?
Like a body, like a weird thing. We've done before, like body oddity, and we could take those. Like a weird third nipple. I have a weird little hairy thing right there that's like... It's more of a mole. It's not like a full on Chandler third nipple.
Okay.
But it's like, does Chandler have a third nipple?
Yeah. Harry Styles has a third nipple.
He really does.
He actually does. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the comedian Angela Reyes Johnson
has a third nipple.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Is it part of her act?
It was.
Whoa.
We didn't get to see it.
She just talked about it.
Yeah.
Does she have a weird bikini that she like straps over it, or she like let it fly?
She let it fly because she didn't know about it until
somebody
way later in life.
Okay.
I think that's kind of common, right?
Have I think so.
Extra nipples or whatever. It's like from the resorbed twin that you took on in the
womb. Or it just grows. I don't know.
Oh, sure. But to me, like more of a like the a body blooper is like somebody on this Reddit thread, this is what, like, I feel like other people have this. They say that when they have to pee really bad, their teeth tingle.
Whoa.
Huh.
They have to pee and their teeth tingle.
Like, they can feel it in their teeth. Like, my dad used to always say, my back teeth are floating. But that just meant he was full of pee.
Oh, my gosh.
Which I thought was funny, but, I read that, it's like... I think there are people who just, have weird little associations.
Mm-hmm.
Like my mom, I know this is a body blooper that a lot of people have. If you have any arthritis or weird joints, you absolutely 100% unequivocally know when the barometric pressure changes.
Yes, I feel it's that like, in my leg.
Yeah, you're like, is it going to snow tomorrow? And like Aaron's like, yes.
Yeah. No, it's a real thing.
It's a real, it doesn't happen to mere mortals, buddy. But like,
it took me two times to break this leg and now I feel the changes.
You really do?
Yeah, absolutely. My ankle gets so weak, walking on it feels like I could break it.
And that's when it's gonna snow.
Yeah.
So is that...
Is it ever wrong?
No.
Really? So could you like not be a meteorologist? Because they're like, there, that's performance enhancing. Like you're not playing by the rules.
I don't think they care. I think it's, I think that's what you want. Like my body blooper is the gleeking thing.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. You can just.
I can just gleek whenever. I mean, I can't gleek whenever. I have to, if I've yawned before, then it's automatic.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a glass of water, if I just drank water right now, I could absolutely. Nope. Nothing in the chamber.
Like, so weird.
But I can just shoot. It's weird, but it's like...
Yeah. It's like you're a lizard or something.
But that's what a body blooper is. You don't have one?
And you've got that nipple. I don't...
Mine's not a nipple. I'll show it to you. I'll get it out. It's just a clumping of... I'm a very hairy person.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do you just have one massive...
The veracity and quickly...
You've mentioned it like 14
weird.
Times.
You don't get to go, Like, that's right there.
You've mentioned it so much.
There's already enough people on
our... Do you just
have
a lot of hair follicles coming out of one...
Yes, one particular area. It's but it's not a mole, per se.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it is discolored enough that it could be kind of a, like, I don't know, am I a mole, am I a nipple, what am I? It's a body blooper.
Okay.
So I occasionally just lay in bed and gleek all over it.
Ew.
Why can't I find a girlfriend? All right, so if you've if everybody in this room has to admit to at least one, I just want you to know. But if you have a body blooper, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423. You can call with them or you can describe them graphically via text.
I'm trying to think. I don't know if this counts, but the like folds on my thumb, on one thumb, it looks like an S and the other one doesn't. And then the other thing that I can never like sing.
How did you stare at your thumbs to come up with that?
Well, a lot, I guess. I don't know. Because one is different than the other, so they look different.
Okay.
On mine. But I can never sing, like, make up a song. You know, like in, what's the movie? Elf, where he's like, I'm singing a song. Like, my eyes start to water if I do that. If I'm just singing words to a song that I don't know, and I'll, most of the time, I'll yawn. Is that what we're talking about?
It is, but I can't decide if you're effing with me or not.
I know. I really want him to
try
it.
You're being serious?
Yeah.
Why would it make you cry? It's not making you cry, but it's just an adverse.
It just makes my eyes water. Like, I'm not crying. I'm not feeling emotional, but my eyes are watering.
Hmm.
And it's attached to singing a song you don't know.
Yeah. Yeah,
but it doesn't happen to a song that you do know?
No. Mm-mm.
What the heck? That's
a really weird body blooper, bro.
Yeah.
Like, could we make you do it on video? Could we drag you somewhere and make you do it?
I guess. I'm kind of starting to yawn just thinking about it.
It makes you yawn.
Yawn too, the thing, yeah.
So it's some sort of like
my body's like, just stop.
It's like
don't
a visceral reaction. Because like another one that I have is like when I was a kid, if I'm going to barf, my hands tingle, my hands go numb,
mm-hmm.
and then my muscles pull my hands together into like, what would you call this shape?
Kind of like a crab.
Yeah. Like
yeah.
It pulls me into a pincher. Yeah. Like I can't control it. It's like Robert De Niro in Awakenings. I'm just I can't control my own hands. It doesn't happen to me anymore because I've barfed so much in my life. But when I was young, because I was a barfy child.
Really?
Mm. Oh God, yeah, I was sick all the time.
So I would think the opposite because then your body's used to it.
It wasn't yet. And that was my warning sign. Like the brother that's next in age to me was just such a terrible sick person. Like when he got sick, it was like, Mom, and he needed the whole family to get up and like rub his head and tell him he's great. And I'm like, I would tell my parents 3 days later, I puked like 4 times this week. Like, I'm just like, I got it. I'm not going to wake anybody up.
You're going to need a mop when you go in there.
No, because I never missed because I got the warning.
So
my hands
knew.
Went numb and they pulled in. I'm like, oh, I got to move. Like, I'm just like, tingle, tingle, tingle.
Wow.
Don't you have a weird...
I mean, whenever I am starting to get sick, the first symptom is I have an itchy right ear. But that's it.
What?
But
we
that's
are
like,
what? A ragtag group of mutants in this room. Your ear,
it makes
your
sense.
Leg.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're just a little... So you, like, you'll just be sitting there and you start like a dog. Yeah. You're like scratching your ear like, oh boy, I'm...
Yeah.
Like, that means in a week you'll have the flu? How
it's
long?
It's like 3 days.
Wow.
And I always try to like, oh man, I need some emergency. I got to
so
kick
you just
this
power
before
through
yeah.
some C or something.
Yeah.
My ear's been itching. That's wow. So if they're both
don't
hurting.
Don't be all weird, man. You're yawny when you sing.
Your eyes are watering.
I don't
yours
know.
Yours is the hardest one for me to get my brain around because I seriously thought you were messing around.
No, because I would when you're like a kid, you like sing, you want to write a song, you want to make up a song, so you just start singing it, and I could never do it because I would start crying.
Crying and yawning.
Yeah. I think maybe just a boring song. I don't know.
All right. There's another one that I just want to read from the interweb. It says, they begin to cough uncontrollably if they eat a green apple Jolly Rancher. That's a body blooper.
Yeah.
Mm. Like you can fire any Jolly Rancher in your mouth. Blindfold them. Anything. As soon as it's a green one.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
That's something. All right. Is anybody going to call for this? Okay, we will fire up the VD, by the way.
Oh, yeah, yes. A voice disguiser. Yeah.
In case you don't want everybody to know about your weird
absolutely,
yawning and crying thing that we wish we didn't know about yet.
Yeah, can we put that on mine?
Yeah, no, it's a little late. Oh. If you've got a body blooper, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we are talking about what we have called body bloopers.
Yes.
It's like this person... wrote on a blog or whatever, like, when I really have to pee, my teeth feel weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which seems unrelated, but...
But I mean, like, I have a visceral reaction. You start to cry when you're singing a song you don't know, which is weird. Like, and
someone said that that's a form of ASMR, which I don't quite understand.
Which
but you are a big fan of ASMR.
I am, yeah. I've always, like, had that. I get the tingles too. Yeah.
You do when you're hearing ASMR? I've never done ASMR.
Yeah, really? I always used to get it whenever I'd be like in the department store and I'd see somebody like looking through the clothes and it's like they're deciding something. They're deciding whether, and my brain would like tingle. If you get ASMR, you know what I'm talking about.
Really?
Yeah, but it's like you have to, you have to be deciding things. Or I remember once the teacher would come over and be like, she would be like, can I see your math book? Like, okay, did we do this? No, we didn't do this. And then I'd just be like, oh.
Really?
I'm just feeling tingly. Yeah.
Huh.
I'll just see myself.
I'm sorry that I just had my mouth agape that whole time. I don't understand what you're saying. But it's like synesthesia. To me, synesthesia is a body blooper. It's people who...
To me, that's a superpower.
It's
I
a
wish
superpower,
I
but
it.
It's a body blooper. Not everybody has it. Like, Pharrell has
not
it.
A power.
It's like, oh my God, listen to that song. Isn't it orange? And you're like, what are you... What? I wish I had it. But like, everything you just described is like synesthesia. Like, you have a physical reaction to an auditory thing.
Yeah.
That's kinda weird.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, somebody texted in and said their superpower, their body blooper is, they have a 100% smooth, clear, unwrinkled basket for their berries.
Really?
Yeah. Zero wrinkles,
whoa,
he said.
Whoa. Mint.
Mint gem 10. Untouched.
I can't stop picturing what it would look like.
Not good. It's supposed to be a satchel. It's supposed to be like in a movie where they toss the bag of like coins and go, how much for the horse? And it like hits and it's like that. It should look like that. It shouldn't be like,
well, we
it should
have
look
to
like
shame
the satchel.
Him.
I'm not trying to shame him. I'm like, but you're, stop picturing it.
Because I
have to look at your face while you picture it.
Yeah. Just tingly.
Should we take calls or should we just go?
Please.
Doug?
Yai.
Yai.
What's your body blooper?
Well, 2 years ago, I dislocated my ankle and broke both bones in my lower leg playing hockey.
Oh, boy.
And since surgery, well, I guess since I started walking again, on the bottom of my foot, inside my foot, when I step, it's like when you step on a round extension cord and it kind of rolls underneath your foot. And that's what happens when I walk on it. Now, if it's really, really super quiet, like when I get up in the morning to work about 3 o'clock,
it makes a sound.
You can actually hear it when I walk across the hard floor.
It's like a weird little.
I like it.
So you think they left something in there?
Well, that's what I'm thinking, because they did use a cadaver tendon to reattach everything.
Yeah, no,
It's fine.
I don't like it.
Just leave it.
Because I leave white noise all over my house because my knees make sounds.
Really?
When I'm going up the stairs, it sounds like people breaking celery stalks.
Oh, bud.
Well, it's just because there's so much, there's torn meniscus in there. It's just like... thank you for the call, man. Vikash?
Hey, hi.
Hi.
Hey, hi. What's your body blooper?
So, if I eat a spicy food, and after that, if I try to drink Indian tea, a chai, every sip I take, I get hiccups.
Oh, real. Man. I hate the hiccups.
I've recently
every
become
sip.
A hiccup guy.
If I'm not drinking it tea, I don't get hiccups.
Wow.
But you have to have spicy food, then tea, and it's enough. So then just don't, I have like great advice for you. Don't do that. All right. Thank you. Thank you, man.
I love him.
He's my new favorite.
He's so cute.
I want to have spicy food and tea with him.
Yeah, me too. Like,
I want him to be my little hiccup friend.
Yeah.
Austin?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your body blooper?
So when my blood sugar is about to drop and to the point of passing out, my stomach will itch.
No way.
It itches?
Are you a diabetic?
No. I don't know if I'm hypo or hyperglycemic, but yeah, it gives me a good 5-10 minutes, and if I don't eat something, I'm on the ground.
Wow.
Is the inside of your stomach or the outside of your stomach?
The outside. Straight up. Just gotta
So you're just standing there
and
you're like...
my belly button and my chest.
Wow. We need to make a band with just our weird little body sounds.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.